This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 picture appears to be improving, though hospitalizations and transmission remain high. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
On Monday, the state reported that 1,294 patients were hospitalized with coronavirus. That's a drop of almost 300 in the last 3 weeks, and the lowest they've been since early November. But half of hospitals say they anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week, and a third anticipate an ICU bed shortage. The percentage of positive tests, the seven-day positivity rate, is getting better, too. It's dropped below 7%. That's down from a double-digit fall high about a month ago, but it's still above the 5% level that health officials consider troubling. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Residents in the Front Range and Eastern Plains can expect strong winds tomorrow. Gusts are expected to reach 60 miles per hour and could hit up to 100 miles per hour near the foothills. The National Weather Service is warning people to avoid burning anything outside as high winds can fuel dangerous fire conditions. Drivers with large vehicles should also be extra careful on the road. Vicente Fernandez, the iconic Mexican singer, died over the weekend at the age of 81. For many Mexican Americans, including Denverite Justine Sandoval, Fernandez's traditional Mexican music, which acted as a soundtrack to wedding parties, quinceañeras, and more, helped them connect with their elders.
It just kind of reminds us about our culture, our past, and how we're going to, as the next generation, keep that culture alive.
Fernandez performed several times in Colorado. Sandoval's grandmother, who died on the same date 2 years ago, saw him sing at the Denver Coliseum in the late 1970s. This is CPR and KRCC.